You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Tiffany Alexander and two of her three children head home from the park 10 a.m. Alexander, 29, waits for a light to turn green, looks both ways, and then goes through the intersection. Tiffany Alexander is T-boned by a speeding car that runs the red light. Behind the wheel, Esnabil Escobar with a .38 blood alcohol. Alexander, dead on the scene. Her children suffer minor injuries.
Nancy Escobar tells police she had her last drink around 1:30 a.m., then went home, slept, and left her house for work at 9:40 a.m. But experts claim that would mean Escobar had an even higher BAC earlier in the morning of 0.4 to 0.5, a usually lethal level.
Esnabil Escobar, 25, arrested on multiple DUIs, including vehicular homicide. Henry Earl, 74, passes away at an Owenton, Kentucky nursing home, but Earl's extensive number of arrests means he will not be forgotten. Arguably the most arrested man in the world, Henry Earl wore handcuffs more than 1,500 times, usually in Lexington, Kentucky. He spent a staggering 6,000 days in county lockup for offenses like public intoxication and D.C. disorderly conduct. His first arrest was back in 1970, and he was put in cuffs for the last time, 2017. Henry Earl, now laid to rest, we think, at an Owenton cemetery. For Pete's sake, man, rest in peace. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Arkansas say three people have been killed, 10 more wounded, after a gunman opened fire at a grocery store south of Little Rock. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The gunman fled the building where the shooting took place and left behind bullet-riddled parked vehicles as onlookers scrambled for shelter both inside and outside the building. According to state police, two law enforcement officers who had engaged the suspect in gunfire also suffered injuries. The attack took place at the Mad Butcher Market in Fordyce, a small town some 65 miles south of Little Rock. Eugene Posey, a 44-year-old resident of New Edinburgh, was named by police as the shooter. The suspect was transported to jail and charged with three counts of capital murder. Other charges are pending. The current inmate roster indicates that no court date has been scheduled. Neither Posey's injuries nor those of the officers were considered life-threatening. Colonel Mike Hagard, director of the Arkansas State Police and Public Safety Secretary, told reporters that the remaining injuries range from, quote, not life-threatening to extremely critical. Whether the shooting happened inside or outside the business was not immediately disclosed by the police. The victims' identities and the reason behind the shooting have also not been released by officials. Councilman Roderick Rogers said he called the county sheriff's office after he was informed of the incident by staff at a neighborhood restaurant. When Rogers arrived, he says he witnessed people fleeing in all directions, including one person rushing to a nearby hospital. A video shared on social media captured the sound of gunfire, while another showed at least one person lying in a parking lot. Amaya Doherty said she heard what she believed to be fireworks as she was sitting in her mother's car in the grocery store parking lot. She stated that she ducked out of sight when she saw a man firing a gun. Reporters on the scene captured images of empty shell casings scattered over the parking lot and numerous bullet holes in the grocery store's glass window.
At least one medical helicopter, along with officers from both local and state agencies, were seen in video footage near the scene of the shooting. New York State Attorney General Letitia James says that a former New York City police officer has entered a guilty plea to manslaughter and attempted murder after shooting her girlfriend and another woman in October of 2021, an attack that killed the second woman. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
It was on October 13, 2021, that off-duty officer Yvonne Wu shot Jamie Leong and Jenny Lee inside Lee's Brooklyn apartment. The shooting left Lee injured and Leong dead. The 34-year-old Wu was allegedly waiting for Lee at the apartment when Lee and Leong arrived. According to detectives, Wu and Lee were in an intimate relationship. Wu's initial plea was not guilty to charges of murder and attempted murder. Since the case involved a police officer, control of the investigation was handed over to the Attorney General's office. Wu was taken into custody following the incident and will remain behind bars until her sentencing on August 28th. The Attorney General stated that she anticipates that Wu will be sentenced to 22 years in prison for the manslaughter conviction and 5 years for the attempted murder allegation.
At the time of the shooting, Wu had been a member of the police force for 5.5 years.
Thanks, John. Bianca Carrasco, 29, moves from Odessa to San Antonio with her hubby and 3 children. Her relationship with her husband is strained. She admits to coworkers he found out about her affair. Before she leaves for the weekend, she jokes, "If I go missing, you know what happened to me." Well, Monday morning, she doesn't show up to work. She's also not answering her phone. Her sister, Giovanna, finally gets Bianca's husband on the phone, who tells Giovanna they had a big fight. Bianca took off her wedding ring and walked out. He also says he passed Bianca walking in the neighborhood later that day while taking their youngest child to a friend's house. Giovanna reports Bianca Carrasco missing, Bianca's husband not cooperating with police. Bianca Carrasco, 5'1", 125 pounds, long brown hair, brown eyes, now missing 8 years. If you have info on Bianca Carrasco, age 29, call San Antonio Police, 210-207-7273. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.